For just one corporate job, only 4 to 6 people will get an interview for every 250 that go in as far as resumes go. That's crazy just to even get a shot. Those are not good odds. The fact is, you need a real person advocating to a real employer that has a real job. And that's where Express Employment Professionals come in. Express is your local resource to help you get a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. That's 18,000 jobs that need to be filled right now. Find your nearest office at expresspros.com. And Express never charges a job seeker to help find employment. Your locally owned Express office can connect you with available jobs in your community. On expresspros.com, you'll find jobs in manufacturing, accounting, customer service, information technology. Visit the nearest Express office today to speak with hiring professionals connected to the available jobs in your community. Visit expresspros.com to find a location near you. Expresspros.com.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Good morning. Welcome to Friday's show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Yeah. So, Kenny Chesney back in for day two today. By the way, all his tickets go on sale for a stadium tour. His record's out today. We talked about that yesterday a little bit. Also, Granger Smith will be by in the next hour. He's going to perform dance parties. DJ Silver is going to mix the dance parties. So, I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I think it's a pretty good show today. I think now, though, I'd like to start it off here. Why don't we do a Is It Fake News? Here we go.
Is It Fake News?
A fast food chain in New York City called Bojangles is taking your cell phone when you walk in the door. A security guard will give you a number. You get your phone when you leave because they said it slows down lines and people don't know what to order when they get to the front. And they've seen a 20% increase in revenue in 1 month.
Oh, wow.
Wow. There are a lot of facts there for this to be fake. It's definitely fake. Like, Bojangles is not taking your cell phone because people won't just go to the restaurant. There's no way. But I will say I commend you, Lunchbox, for committing to all the fake facts. Absolutely fake news. Amy.
True. True story.
You think it's real news?
Yeah, real.
There's no way a restaurant's going to take your cell phone.
Okay. I'm just... You think it's fake? I think it's real. What did they do?
I do think it's fake. And when I'm going to rub it in your face. Hit that clip. What is it?
Right. Hit that clip. That is fake news.
Oh, bummer.
That was fake news.
Hey, Amy.
Yeah, I know.
How's that taste?
I know. It tastes pretty sour.
Yep. It is pretty sour. You know why it is? I'm rubbing your face.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Aaron and Abby Delaney were born as conjoined twins, and they were conjoined to the top of their heads. So they were born connected to their heads. A year later, surgeons at the Children's Hospital of Pennsylvania successfully operated and separated the twins with an 11-hour procedure, and they both lived.
Wow.
That usually isn't the case because they have some organs that are shared.
Yeah.
The girls are recovering, and their parents will get to take them home for the first time.
That's amazing.
Which is crazy. Yeah, so to Children's Hospital of Pennsylvania, I see you. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in sports. Game 3 of the World Series is tonight. Dodgers-Astros, the series is tied 1-1. In Tampa, Florida, the police have released new video of a person of interest in 3 random shootings. The man has been on the run in the Tampa area for over 2 weeks. Let's find this guy. And finally, in weather news, a storm is working its way up the East Coast this weekend. Tons of rain to Florida, then it's heading to D.C., Boston, New York. 6 inches of rain in some places and heavy wind.
The Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Would you ban your kids from talking in the car? And Eddie, you have 2 kids.
Yeah. We've done it before.
Just no talking?
Well, we don't ban it. We just say stuff like, let's play a game. The first one to talk loses the game. And they're all like, okay.
Fun game.
Oh, the quiet
game. Your 9-year-old still falls for the quiet game?
Yeah, he loves the quiet game. He's like, I win every time. And we're the winners.
There's a mom, and she was like, hey, I don't let the kids talk because it bothers me hot when I drive.
It's a distraction.
The kids are banned from talking, period, in the car.
Can you imagine like bus drivers that take a bus full of kids to home and school?
No, I can't.
That'd be crazy.
It would be crazy.
Yeah. Shout out to bus drivers.
Shout out to bus drivers.
You have to be numb to it.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And just not, because my bus drivers didn't care. They just drove. They didn't care about what was happening back there.
They had that big rearview mirror right above their head. They were just kind of looking at us.
Huge.
When I was later on riding the bus, they put a video camera in
to
film. But I don't think there was anything in the box. I think it was just a mirror, and they said there was a camera in there.
Sneaky.
Lunchbox had a fight with the bus driver once.
Oh, we were having a paper war, and it was a substitute bus driver. Like, I think it was the last day of school. And I was getting off the bus, and I tossed a piece of paper back at the trash can, and he thought I was throwing it at him, and he slammed me up against the fence and then threw me back on the bus and took me back to school.
That would never happen today.
And didn't your friend, like, jump in and...
No. Did Forrest and Aaron, my boys, jump in and help me? No. But who jumped on the bus driver's back? Luke the Juke Whaley. One guy that just lived in the neighborhood, was just kind of... He played football with us sometimes, but he jumped in to save the day.
So you throw the paper, not the bus driver. He stops the bus.
No, I was getting off the bus, and it was on the step.
And
I just kind of tossed it at the trash can, and he thought I was throwing it at him. Jumps off the bus, boom, up against the fence. And the school called my parents, were like, please don't sue us, please don't sue us.
And Luke the Juke saved you.
Luke the Juke Whaley.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Time for your positivity here on Friday. All of us have a good news story. And it's this time where we share it with you. A little segment called Tell Me Something Good. Let's go.
Tell me something good.
So a coworker gave Linda a ride home one day. Now, when she did, she realized that Linda commuted 3 hours to work. Not because the ride was that long, but because Linda took a bus for 2 hours and then walked for almost an hour. So Linda had been working at this place forever. Nobody knew. And so what the coworker did, went back to the office and said, hey, here's the situation. All the workers pulled their money and they bought Linda a 1998 Pontiac Grand Prix. And the video shows her crying, and it takes like 30 minutes to get to work now. And it's just awesome.
Wow.
People are awesome in that situation. We need more stories like this to come out, because it's happening. These things are happening. Man, that's just, I love it. Amy, you're up.
Okay, so there's two girls. They're both in the band together. But you know, there's like the regular band, and then there's the marching band. One of the girls happens to be blind, so she can't be in the marching band, but it's always been a dream of hers. So her friend has decided to march alongside her and like use her, you know, shoulder as a guide so that she can play the clarinet in the marching band.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, isn't that awesome? I mean, she's giving up her chance to play an instrument so she could guide her friend.
That's really cool. Lunchbox, you're up, buddy.
Decades after leaving high school, 6 veterans in California are finally getting their high school diploma. They enlisted in the, you know, Army and Air Force to serve in the Korean War, Vietnam War, World War II, never got their diploma. They're holding a special graduation to recognize these 6 men.
Oh, that's awesome.
When you cry, do you have a problem stopping?
It depends on what I'm crying over. But yeah, I mean, it happens where like I physically don't feel like I can stop.
Do you know if you pinch yourself between your thumb and your pointer finger and you pinch until it hurts, that's how you stop crying?
But why would I want to stop?
Why do you want to cry?
Because it's good to cry and get it out.
Oh,
I don't want
to
cry later. Why would I suppress that? I mean, obviously, you cry for a reason, and it makes you feel better. It actually does release chemicals that are healing. So if you stop yourself, then you're just suppressing it.
But what if you have to work? Or what if you have something you have to do and you have to stop crying?
Valid point. Maybe you need to set an appointment cry for later. So what do we need
to do?
These
appointment cries are crazy. Amy will go, okay, on my calendar today, go pick up some kale.
No.
See my appointment cry at 7:10.
No, just like you said, maybe if I can't cry because I'm at work, which that hasn't really stopped me before, but say I can't cry, maybe I need to just find a time where I can go be by myself and just cry and let it all out. That's what I mean.
That's so weird.
Why?
See, I do appointment, push it down deeper.
Suppression session.
Yeah. Where I go and I'm like, okay, 8 p.m. is suppression hour. So I'm going to, everything, every emotion I'm supposed to have, I just push it on down there deep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank your exercise.
The pinching to stop crying, like if you have to stop crying and you pinch yourself between your pointer finger and your thumb.
Okay.
You pinch it hard. That's the muscle. Because it hurts, and that's the muscle that is the biggest distractor.
Oh.
Yeah, and so if there is pain in a small area, it's impossible for tears to form.
Okay.
Interesting.
I'm going to try that with my kids.
Pinch theirs.
And they're crying.
Stop crying.
Stop crying.
They'll be like, Daddy, making me cry more.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Shelbyville, Indiana. Robert was out. He broke into a house, stole some car keys, got a truck, some guns, drove around for a couple days, so he stops at the gas station to get some gas for the truck. Only problem, he gets out, locks the keys in the car. He's like, man, I'm going to ask someone for help. They're going to know it's stolen. So he goes and finds an off-duty cop and goes, look, man, stolen truck. Just take me to jail.
Oh, wow. Hey, look at this guy. Yeah. Cut out the middleman.
Just threw in the towel.
I was enjoying when they cut out the middleman.
Yeah, the cop was just sitting there having some coffee at the gas station. He just walked up and goes, hey, man, can you arrest me? That's a stolen truck. I locked the keys in. I'm done.
Wow.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
I wonder if he was just tired.
Yeah, I was about to say. He was tired.
Why not just run? Leave the truck. Maybe he's like somebody. He's just burnt out.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Works hard.
Yeah, you put in a little too much time. Yeah. He probably needed a break. Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
All right, in the studio with our buddy Granger Smith. What up, buddy?
Hey, man. How are you?
I'm good. First of all, it's good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Secondly, you have a podcast, and I'm glad that you were talking about one of the things that a lot of people talk about now. It's that people impersonating artists, and they're even impersonating me, asking people for money.
Yeah.
And it's like the biggest scam in country music, right? And not just country music, but with us, we're seeing it a lot. And have you seen it with you?
Yeah, all the time. It's horrible because it's people that are preying on the passion that we have worked so hard to build with our fans.
And so they're going right to your fans, your most hardcore fans that would do anything for you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Saying things like what?
They're saying anything from straight up, give me an iTunes gift card. Or they're saying, my mother is sick and we're starting a charity.
You gotta be kidding.
There's a million things that they'll do any of it, but they always want money in the end.
And the key is, if you're ever wondering if this is really the artist coming at you, is what?
You gotta look for the blue check.
Look for that blue check mark.
Yeah.
Granger Smith is in studio with us. Why don't you play us that song? You want to play us One of the Good Guys?
Yeah.
This is the title track here. By the way, the record's out today. It's called When the Good Guys Win. Granger Smith, one of our buds, is here. He's got a podcast. He's got Earl Dibbles. He's got the state. I was watching the other day. What's the guy's name who works the stage? He's here.
Dwayne.
Dwayne makes me laugh out loud. Dwayne the roadie. Yes.
Dwayne has taken off in the roadie world.
Hilarious. All right. Anyway, Granger Smith is here. I'd love to hear a song. Here we go. Hey, guys. So because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby Bones. All right, in studio with Granger Smith. You got a record out today called When the Good Guys Win. Are you back? Like, are you good? Healthy?
Yeah.
After your fall? Everything?
Yeah, everything. I like to say that I'm better because of that fall.
Do you watch the stage, though, differently?
Yeah, like, for sure. For sure.
No,
yeah, breaking those ribs hurt enough to think about things before I stand on them now on the stage, for sure.
Do you still do the thing where you take the dip out of somebody's mouth and put it in your mouth?
No, man.
Because I saw you do that once, and I wanted to... No. Oh, you did? Do you know he did that?
I think I've heard you talk about it before,
Hold up. What exactly are you talking about? When did you see this?
Is this just a rumor?
At a show. No, I'm almost positive I saw it. Where he took it.
He took a dip out of somebody's mouth?
Yeah, and you put it in your mouth.
That's not true. That's not true.
Fake news.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, okay. It has been the other way around. That has happened a few times the other way around.
Maybe that's what it is. Because I remember seeing it and being disgusted by it.
Okay, so you're not disgusted so much with him, but whoever accepted his dip.
My drummer's here in the room. Has it happened before?
But not very many times.
Granger, here's the thing.
Like, you're really Earl, too. You're the same person. Like, the same germs. I know you change clothes.
We share.
That's the same DNA.
Me and Earl share the same germs.
Do you not remember certain things Earl does?
No. I try to put some of that stuff out of my mind.
Okay.
So, that sharing dips thing is disgusting.
Bobby, I'm trying to tell you. I don't remember. There's witnesses that say it's happened before, but I personally don't remember.
One time, I'll tell you another thing. We didn't know. We were playing a festival together right outside of Wichita.
It didn't happen then.
I know it didn't happen then, but I'm telling you another story that I have just because I haven't seen you in a few months.
Okay.
And because you live in Texas, and unless we're working or on the road together, we don't see each other. So we were playing and you're supposed to check with the band after you and see what covers they're playing. Eddie, remember this?
Oh, yeah, I do, yeah.
First of all, your tour manager came and said, hey, you guys should cover a Granger song in the middle of your set, because you're playing right after us.
Yeah.
So we did, and then we never heard anything from anybody. We were like, well, that was anticlimactic, because we did Backroad song.
I heard you. I heard
right
you.
Before you guys, and then we played Free Fallin', and then you guys played Free Fallin'.
See?
And we were like,
that was retaliation.
We did the same two sets. Yeah. Back to back.
That was just retaliation.
How, kids, everybody good?
Yeah, everybody's great. Thank you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
They're listening right now in Austin, Texas.
Yeah, shout out. We're headed to Austin. We're playing there tomorrow night. We're playing Nutty Brown tomorrow night.
You are.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna go. I'll be there.
You won't be there.
Yes, I will.
This is record release weekend.
I'll be there.
By the way, how about this song? A little treat here for us. This happens like that's a pretty good song, huh?
Wouldn't
you say so?
Thank you. I like to think so.
Yeah. Look at this. Out of the blue sky, lost in blue. You have no headphones on, so you have no idea I'm playing.
I can hear it bleeding through.
Okay.
Yeah. Nothing to lose turns right into
you. All right, check out the record. Download it. Check out Happens Like That. Good luck this weekend. Hope you sell a million of them over next
week. Thank you, man. Me too.
Let us know what you need. We'll always help you out. He's got the Granger Smith podcast. All right, we'll see you soon, buddy.
Thanks for having me, man.
All right, Granger Smith, everybody. Oh, and Bobby Bones
Show. The guy was robbing a store,
and he goes in, and he's got a box cutter. He's robbing a store, and he goes, listen, we can do this the easy way. We can do this the hard way.
Oh. Okay.
And the cashier knocks him out with his fist, and the guy goes down and call the cops.
Okay, easy way, okay.
Have you seen his mugshot with the big black eye?
Big old black eye. A 52-year-old dude named Andre Young walked into the gas station, said, all right, easy or hard? So the cashier said, okay.
Boom. My way.
Yeah. Hard way for you.
Yeah.
That story's so funny to me. By the way, and I want to talk about this later, maybe to Arkansas Keith, but at my high school, Mountain Pine, Arkansas, where in the past 6 years, we've won 3 football games. Right now, we're 7-1, undefeated in conference play.
Amazing.
They should make a movie about this.
Yes.
Well, then the news starts to cover it, right? Right. Apparently, and I don't know the whole story, but we have this running back on the team. Amazing. And like, 8 games, he scored like 16 touchdowns. Runs for hundreds of yards. Apparently, he married a girl that lives in Mountain Pine, so now he gets to play for the team.
Oh, because he's got a new district or whatever?
Yeah, he wasn't.
It's legal for him to be there?
Yes.
That's smart.
Oh.
So I got to find out the thing, because the news is doing a story on it.
Is that the Mountain Pine way of doing it? Because like back in my day, people just bought a mailbox somewhere.
Yes.
And then they would get to play there. And so in Mountain Pine, they just marry someone.
The student in question played in the second game of the season, and the Red Devils haven't lost since. He gained eligibility thanks to a little-known and seldom-used exception. He got married to a student in the district and moved in with her parents.
So we visited the home where the player now lives. His father-in-law decided against doing an on-camera interview with us, but he assures us that the primary reason for this union does not involve sports or eligibility.
Hey.
Wow.
As long as we get in the big W,
that doesn't matter.
I got to talk to Arkansas Keith later.
Yes, please. This
because
is amazing.
What if, one, they love each other and just got married, they're both 17.
And they're living with their parents.
What if one of them got, or well, I guess she would be the, what if she's pregnant? Like, I don't know. I'm just speculating.
It's true.
What if he just wants to play football at Mountain Pine because he listens to this show and wants to make me proud?
Taking one for the team.
Dang, I love that.
So the father-in-law is not associated. He's not a coach or anything.
That, too, is a thing. Where
good
you hire,
question.
Where you hire. We did this back in the day.
What?
Back when I played high school,
uh-huh.
We hired someone to work in the school because both of his kids were great ball players.
Oh, man.
Smart.
And so since he was working at the school as, like, one of the maintenance guys, since you work at the school, your kids can go to school there.
Yeah,
we dominated.
Yeah.
But again, you're talking about a team that quit last year. We didn't have enough players. We won 3 games in 6 years. And we are rocking it right now.
You know, when you posted that headline, I thought it was like fake news. Like it was just some, you know.
No, amazing news.
I awesome. Know, but I thought it was like a joke site or something, but it's real.
That was amazing news.
Real news.
Real news.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
So we now know why Jason Aldean and his wife, Brittany, have named their expecting son Memphis.
I would imagine they conceived in Memphis.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I know. I kind of thought that, too. No, he is a huge Elvis fan. Like, ever since he was a kid, he's loved watching documentaries and all kinds of stuff. Plus, he wanted the name to be different. He knows that there's other kids named Memphis or people, but he just didn't want it to be something like Jason.
Well, I've been considering a name. I might get Tuscaloosa when I have one.
That would be different.
Just to be different. And I enjoy it down there. Yeah, what else?
A documentary about Nashville's famed Bluebird Cafe is in the works. The film's going to include reflections from Garth Brooks, Vince Gill, Kelsey Ballerini, Brothers Osborne. Only problem is producers still need cash to make it happen, so they've launched.
How much do you need?
Well, I'll tell you what you can get. They've launched a crowdfunding campaign through Indiegogo, and a $20,000 contribution gets you your own private show at the Bluebird and your name engraved on one of the venue's chairs.
Let's help them out.
You win?
Wow.
I'll do 20. And if 1,000 other people will donate that 20 in my name, that'd be cool. All right.
I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Coming over to you for the corny.
The morning corny.
What do you call a dog that goes out for a football pass?
What do you call a dog that goes out for a football pass?
A wide retriever.
That was the morning corny.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah. So Amy's crazy. So what she wants to do now is she doesn't want to use her house lights anymore at night.
Oh, goodness.
It's only at night.
Why?
Because
that's when you need the lights.
No?
Yes. She wants to use all candles.
No.
Like Little House on the Prairie.
No.
Because she's like, you know what? It'll calm us.
Yes. And help us get ready for bed and transition into sleep mode. And therefore, we will get better rest. Because sleep is important, y'all. People, you know, we've been on this train of like working out, eating good, then maybe getting sleep. Well, I think sleep, eating right, and working out in that order. And we're just not getting the rest we need because we can't wind down. And I was listening to this health and wellness podcast, and it's the new thing. People shut off technology. They shut off lights. They light candles.
No, and then they close their eyes and go to sleep.
Yeah.
They don't do it at 7 p.m.
You're going to go to bed at 7.
No, when it's dark. Yeah. No, they eat dinner candlelight.
Okay, stop.
Oh, my goodness.
What's wrong with that? My kids, they don't have electricity at night. They're going to be used to it.
But they're not allowed to have it.
Well, yeah.
They don't have electricity at the orphanage.
At night in their room. I'm just saying, maybe it'll help them feel a little more at home.
Okay. You will for sure burn your
for
place
sure going to burn it.
Yes.
Very clumsy.
What if I come in just so much more rested and alive because y'all are knocking it, but this is going to be the way of the future.
And is your husband cool with this?
He doesn't know yet.
Let us know how that goes, okay?
I will.
All right. Megan in New Hampshire, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. What's going on?
Good. So I just was listening to you guys talk about the candles and everything with Amy, and I think it's a great idea, and I tried it. But my issue is it only lasted for us about a week.
Why?
It got to be too much, and I got too worried. The candles, like I was scared I wouldn't blow them out at night and wake up. My house would be on fire, for one. For two, we would also buy the oil for the lamps, and that would die down. The wicks just burn out so quick. It was insane. But while we did do it, I have three girls and they loved it to where they would like help me prepare the table for dinner. They would help clean the dishes after, and it actually brought the family more together.
Well, listen, I just know Amy. She never commits to anything.
Do
you like butter? Yeah. You should get a churn and start churning your butter. Let's just be consistent.
Maybe
I'll get a cow.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, all right. I'll do it all. And I commit to some stuff.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Fisher Price has these soothing motion baby seats. Put the baby in it. It's a little warm. They soothe them.
Sounds nice.
Yeah. Except now, fires have been reported from these seats.
Oh, no.
And they've now recalled them. These soothing motion baby seats are overheating.
Oh, no.
That's not good.
That's scary.
They've received dozens of complaints. Heads up.
See, the scary thing is you leave those babies in the seats when you go do other things. And can you imagine if one was like burning with your baby in it?
And you wouldn't know except for they're crying because they can't talk.
Oh, my goodness.
There were these two kids, these teenagers, and they stole a car. They just jumped in the front seat. Except when they stole it, they realized there was a baby in the back seat.
Two teenage boys had jumped into the front seats, taking off up 4th Street. Police say when the two realized there was a child in the back, they ditched the car immediately and took off on foot.
It sounds like a couple of kids made a spontaneous, stupid decision that's unfortunate for them, going to have pretty serious consequences when we find them.
The car was left just a few hundred feet from where it was stolen. Rosella says she and her cousin took off after them, her cousin in a car and her on foot.
I just thank God that when I did yell my babies, maybe they did think and realize, okay, this wasn't right.
You know, they were like, whoa, we gotta go. Oh, no.
Yeah.
So they get charged with kidnapping?
Probably.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Probably. There was a boa constrictor found in an Asheville hotel bed. A 5-foot boa constrictor. Lunchbox took his headphones off.
Like he's shaking.
He gets weird about snakes.
Yeah, that's bad.
It was in the hotel. And so they went into the hotel room, and they pull the sheets back, and there's a 5-foot snake. And they're like, oh, my goodness. So they have to call, and animal control came out. I assume they got the room comped. If they didn't, they should.
Yeah.
But isn't that crazy?
That's like, terrible.
You walk in and it's like, there it is.
Where in the world does that come from? Someone must have left it behind. They forgot it.
Well, yeah. I would think so, too.
It's a boa.
I don't think it just goes in to take a nap because the room's unlocked. Yeah. Kenny Chesney coming up in about 5 minutes or so. Day 2 of Kenny.
See Bobby in your town this weekend.
Tonight, Eddie and I are band the Raging Idiots in El Paso. Can't wait to see you guys in El Paso. And tomorrow night in Austin, just go to RagingIdiots.com. Would love to see you guys. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we're ready to play. And it's a rock and roll show, man.
Don't know nothing about yoga at all. Probably gotta hit the road, but now mistake.
El Paso tonight, RagingIdiots.com.
Get your bones on, Bobby Bones Show.
All right, Kenny Chesney's back here today. Woo! Today's a big day, by the way. The album is up right now. People can download, stream the record right now, live in No Shoes Nation. Kenny, good to see you again.
Thanks for having me back.
Do you ever wake up this early when you do Kenny Life?
Yes, I wake up early all the time.
How early?
Unless on the road, obviously. But when I'm off the road, I get up pretty early because I'm training. And so I get up around 5:30. Yeah. You get up really early.
Yeah, 3 in the morning. It stinks. No training for this.
It's not to train.
It just sucks. Kenny Chesney's here. The record is up right now. And yesterday we played a couple of songs. Here's another one. And it's all of these songs are live songs, but not all of them have people in. But I've pulled some of the ones with people in because I think they're so,
yeah, people
these are
hear
so
that.
Cool. This is you and Taylor doing Big Star.
Right.
She was a big star at Banana Joe's Bar. She sang karaoke every night. She said, if you work hard to get where you are, it's good in the hot spotlight. She was a big star.
When did you and Taylor do that song?
On my birthday, the opening night of the Big Revival Tour, 2015. And that's another moment where I didn't know she was coming until that afternoon. And she says, I want to get up and sing Big Star. I went, okay, great. And she, you know, that's her story in a lot of ways, that whole song.
You almost got me in trouble.
I did?
Yeah. And I'm, see, for someone who has a big mouth, I don't have a big mouth. Like, I can hold secrets in. And we'll go, and you and I have done some things together off. We have conversations that never make the air.
Yeah.
And we were talking once, and you were talking, and the story's out now, so I can now say it. You didn't put it out. Pink put it, ended up saying it. But we were talking about the song that you did with Pink.
Yeah.
And you were like, it was almost never a single because Pink was going to go out on tour, but then she got pregnant. And here I am. We're just talking normally. We're sitting up on the stage, but our microphones are down. I'm like, oh, this must be a thing that everybody knows. But I'm not sure, so I don't say anything about it. And then like a month later, it's like breaking news. Pink was pregnant. And I was like, oh, I knew this for a month.
Yeah.
Like, luck. You have to say, hey, don't say anything. Then tell me secrets.
Well, that's why neither one of us were in the video. Because
she was pregnant.
She was pregnant.
And it wouldn't have been a single if she wasn't pregnant. Because she would have had her own song.
Well, she wouldn't even have been on the song if she hadn't been pregnant. Because she would have been doing her own thing. You know, but because she knew she wasn't going to tour and she wasn't going to work that much, she sang it.
Something else you told me was that song, you said it made you relevant to 10 more years of people younger.
Oh, of course, just to a different audience, you know. And she's so great, man. And that song wouldn't have been the same without her. Now, I could have sang that song and put that song out with just me singing it, but I'm smart enough to know that she's one of the best vocalists on the planet. So when you get somebody like that singing on your record, she just took it to a different place. And Bobby, when we do that song live, it's a really fun moment, you know, and people really cared about that song, and maybe one day we'll get Pink out there to sing it with me.
I bet you it probably happens. Today, the 18 stadiums across the country.
Yeah.
And our buddy Thomas is going out with the TR.
Thomas Rhett is going out with us.
That's a good.
Old Dominion's going with us.
So good.
Who else is?
That's a good
Brandon Lay is going. It's going to be a fun summer. It really is. I've really enjoyed working with Old Dominion a lot. They've been out with us for a couple of years now. And Thomas did the last two shows this year in Foxborough with us. And he's going to do all of next year, all the stadium shows. And he's really, really good. And I'm really proud of him. And it's going to be, I don't know. I've been off the road for a little while. And so I feel a little antsy to get back out there and, you know, feel that energy again. And when you get to do it with people that you know are really good, then it helps.
Tickets will be on sale today. They're going on sale today. Let me do this with you real quick. You have 30 number ones, but these are songs that weren't number one. And it blows my mind. This was not a number one song.
No shoes.
No way. No
shirt. It was number two for 8 weeks.
What?
Maybe you'd have to go back and look and see, but I might have the longest running number two record in the history of the format. Because it was behind Jimmy Buffett and Alan Jackson's 5 o'clock somewhere.
But didn't you not want to do that song too?
For what?
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Wasn't that offered to you first?
It wasn't offered to me first. Oh, I would have definitely recorded that. But no.
Urban legend has it that it was offered to you.
Now, Bobby. Now, do you think in your heart of hearts if they would have played me 5 o'clock somewhere that I would have turned that down?
See, we didn't think so. In our heart of hearts, we did not think so, but urban legend said.
How about this one? This was not a number one. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It wasn't even a top 10. Are
you kidding
me?
It wasn't even a top 10. But we sold more concert t-shirts that says she thinks my tractor's sexy on it than you can. We couldn't even print them fast enough.
Unbelievable. This is my jam here. He's got 30 number ones, but these were not number one. You and tequila
make me crazy. Well, this should come back and give it another
one
run
my favorite,
for number one.
You know, Grace is great. That's one of my favorite songs I've ever recorded. That was number two. We didn't ring the bell on that song, but it's interesting, you know, like you get so caught up in all these songs, you know, but you got a lot of songs on your list right there that might have been number ones for me that you might not play this morning, you know, I don't know, just you and tequila, no shoes, no shirt, no problems. There were a lot. I mean, I've had a lot of number two records in my life, thank God.
These are songs that are still holding on, like.
Yeah.
It's what's crazy. And that's why I even bring it up. Like, these are still big songs right now. When people hear them, they're like, that's my jam.
Do you remember when your song was at number two for 8 weeks? Do you remember, like, what kind of songs were thrown in at number one at that time?
It was only one song. I mean, I was behind Buffett and Alan Jackson for literally 8 weeks. It was them and me. Mm. And can you imagine being at 3 and 4? You know, but you know what? We do no shoes, no shirt, no problems in the show, and people have no idea that was not a number one record.
Nobody cares.
Nobody really cares.
Even she thinks about Tractor Sex. I bet the crowd goes nuts as soon as they hear the opening of that.
Yeah, you know, I forgot. I forgot what city it was. It was 10 years after the fact, and they didn't play the song "She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy." They never played it. And then 10 years later, we go and we're doing a stadium show somewhere, and the guy that didn't play it saw us do it live and went back and added it to the station. And the joke was, 10 years later, we finally closed out the panel on "She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy."
You got it finally. The record's out today. Tickets up today. Kenny, it's always good to see
you.
Man,
thanks for having me, and everybody out there listening, thanks for loving the music, and I'm really excited to see your faces next year, and really excited for you to hear this live record.
Do you think you make more on flags than I make a salary?
On flags?
Yeah, because I see your flags everywhere.
I doubt that I make more on flags than you make a salary.
I don't know. But Toby, who was it? Toby Keith?
Oh, Toby Keith.
He says he makes more in one night
of merch than the president does all year.
Yeah. Well, night.
He said that?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like, I make more merch than the president does all year.
In one night. So, I mean, you think you add up all the nights. That's a lot of
flags.
That's
a lot of nights. It's a lot of, yeah. It's a,
so, I mean, you probably do.
I'm not sure, but, I mean, we sell a lot of flags.
Yeah.
So, you should check with the county.
I don't know what the president makes. I don't know what Bobby makes, but we sell a lot of flags.
All right. Kenny, good to see you.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
Always fun to see you. Kenny Chesney. All right. The Bobby Bones Show. By the way, if you want to hop in and do an Ask the Show, you can ask us whatever you want, personal life, professional life.
Ask the Show. Ask the Show.
877-77-BOBBY. Last night, I hosted the Musicians on Call 10th Anniversary Party. And so Lady Antebellum headlined it, and a lot of great music I hosted. And Peter Frampton was there. Now, Peter Frampton... Before we were alive, but I'm a huge classic rock fan. So Frampton Comes Alive, to me, is one of the albums that I would just listen as a teenager on Cool 95, Good Times and Great Oldies, right? So,
yeah.
Legendary.
That's all right.
So I see him last night, and... He works out at my gym. Not the boxing gym, but where I lift weights. Right?
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm a little starstruck because it's Peter Frampton. And I go up to him and I say, Mr. Frampton, last week I watched you on the elliptical for like 30 minutes. I didn't say anything.
Oh, boy.
You said that?
I know. Oh, I'm so stupid. Oh, man. I sound like such a creep. I was like, I just want to say hi. That's all I said. I said, Mr. Frampton, I watched you on the elliptical for 30 minutes, and I didn't say anything. I just want to say hi now.
I watched you.
Yeah.
That sounds like, yeah, you legit watched him on the elliptical for 30 minutes.
The thing is, I did.
Okay.
But I probably just shouldn't have said that. No. You know? And he was a little bit weirded out by me, which he should have
been.
Right,
right.
So not only that, and Mike D can have my back on this one. And Mike D's our phone screener. But we're at this event. We're dressed up. We have ties on, right? Jackets and ties.
Okay.
And there's this big dessert tray. Imagine this. Take your arms like you're going to hug the absolute biggest oak tree you could hug. Like, I like that. It's a silver dessert tray, and it's full of desserts.
Wow.
And I take one of the little desserts off the tray. Mike D, what happens?
It just crashes down.
The whole tray in the middle of the whole thing goes, boom!
The whole tray falls over?
Of all desserts.
All the desserts just fall on each other or the floor?
On the table. Everywhere.
No.
And so you know what we did?
You ate them?
Nope. I walked away. Because.
Yeah, for sure.
First of all, and you know who saw me do it? Peter Frampton. He was standing like 3 feet from me. This guy thinks I'm the biggest dweeb in the world. Knocked the whole tray over. They were balanced bad, I promise.
Dude.
Oh, my.
Wouldn't you agree they were balanced bad?
I mean, you just picked one up and it all came down.
And it went crashing. It was like at the supermarket when someone pulls out one of the cans.
and apple.
On TV they go, boo.
Yeah.
That's what happened, but it was fancy desserts.
Mm-hmm.
But the event, other than that...
It was awesome.
Other than me being the biggest dope in the whole world, it was awesome. I would encourage you, if you're looking for a cause, to check out Musicians on Call. Really a fantastic cause.
So did you get a picture with this cat?
I did. It's on my Instagram.
Yeah,
I'm just making sure that you went ahead and got a picture and, you know.
I got it before I told him, accidentally, that I watch him ride the elliptical. And we're just talking and someone got a, like a...
Candid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's
or a planted?
It wasn't planted.
Oh.
Mr. Frampton doesn't do planted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Especially when you tell him you've been watching him for 30 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's at Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. Bones. They want to build bathroom Alexas, which means basically waterproof Alexas, so they can put them in your shower. A couple reasons. One, if you need something while you're in the bathroom, you can say, hey, get me soap. Hey, get me. Because you may not remember in the kitchen.
Exactly. I see that.
Two, people want music in the bathroom. And you can put it in the shower, and you can listen to music, or you can listen to iHeartRadio, and just say, hey, play this while you're in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
So bathroom Alexa is going to happen.
We don't have bathroom Alexa, but my husband's best friend did get him a shower radio.
Oh, it's called...
No, it's something. It's suction. It syncs up to his iPhone, and it's a suction cup, and it's on the wall. And my husband, he tries to be... funny. And he'll like turn the shower water on, and then he's like, "Hey," and then he turns on some.
I don't. Wait, whatever you guys do in the shower.
I'm so stop. Yeah, I don't.
This
awkward.
Is. This. There are kids listening.
Oh.
Amazon will let people deliver inside your house now. Have you guys seen this?
Yeah, it's crazy.
There's a safe way, they say, to allow delivery drivers inside your home. It's called Amazon Key. Launches November 8th for Prime members. You buy a little kit that has an Amazon security camera and then a lock. And so when they bring it to your house, they can go right in your door and drop it off.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, you don't like it?
No, you can leave it on my porch.
That's why they're changing it, because too many people are stealing things from porches.
I'll take the chance of someone stealing it, because I don't want some guy coming in my house and casing my house, seeing what I got, and coming back later and saying, okay, I'll take this, this, and that.
Here's the solution I came up with after I saw this, because I'm definitely not letting a stranger in my house. Why not get an Amazon lockbox that you keep on your front porch or to the side of your house, and they have a key to that, and they can put your packages inside that and lock it? Because you're not coming inside my house.
But what if your package is big?
Okay, well, you can work that out later.
I'm telling you, order a lot of rocking chairs.
Okay.
And I demand they already be put together fully.
If that's a thing, I'm going to... Oh, should I invent that? Should I have just said that?
That's a pretty good... I mean, that is a pretty good idea.
Oh, shoot.
What is it again?
My idea? I don't have... It doesn't have a name yet. I just made it up. But don't worry, I'm patenting it.
No, you're not. You guys say that stuff all the time and you never do anything.
Hey, Amy, you want to patent it? I got some people that can help you.
I'm joking.
Oh.
I know how to do it.
This guy, so he's selling his ranch because aliens attacked his wife.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
He has to sell it because intergalactic travelers will return for a second time because he had to fight them off back in the spring.
John Edmonds and his wife purchased the property in 1995 with hopes of it being a peaceful place to operate their Hopeful Hooves horse rescue and live in the country. John first started seeing mysterious lights in the sky, followed by orange orbs. That's when the uninvited guests arrived.
Literally gray aliens that attacked animals. They were in the house.
John recalls one unforgettable experience involving gray aliens attacking his wife.
Actually levitated her out of the bed the master chamber, out into the parking lot, and tried to draw her up into a craft.
Come on. I mean, the only reason I kind of believe it is because that music playing behind it. That's the only reason. Otherwise, not a chance.
That's scary, man.
Well, you can buy his ranch for like $5 million.
Okay, that's his thing.
Yeah, the aliens aren't going to go to the same place.
No, he's trying to get the value of his ranch up and get in the news.
Oh, he got us. Yeah. That's so smart. Oh.
Yeah, it's like Stardust Ranch, $5 million.
By the way, Jake Owen texted me, and he was like, dude, that's a funny bit you guys did of trying to buy my house. Thanks for putting it out there, man. That's like free publicity.
There you go.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
What if someone ends up buying it because they heard it here?
The old stepdad, Arkansas Keith, is on the phone right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I got to ask you this question, and because the news has been covering it now, and just to set it up, my high school, I think I graduated with 40 kids, and I had a large graduating class for Mountain Pine. One of the largest in a while at 40 kids. And so, Mountain Pine High School, Mountain Pine the town, my population's like 700. We don't have a traffic light. Our football team's won 3 games in 6 years. Prior, last year, they had to quit the season because they didn't have enough players. This year, we are dominating. Lost the first game, but have won 7 in a row. Undefeated in conference. And like Arkansas Keith says, the town is a buzz, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so there's this kid, and he married the star running back, married a girl that goes to Mountain Pine, so now he gets to play for Mountain Pine. Do you know this story?
I've seen it all over Facebook, and it's all over the place. But, you know, I just trust in Coach Counts. He's a good man, and he's a winner.
Are you telling me that you have trust in our head football coach that he wouldn't allow anything shady to happen?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Because I think this has already been through this in the first game of the year because he had to sit out.
He did have to sit out the first game, which is why we lost.
Yeah, and the AAA, well, I don't know about that, but the AAA has investigated it already as far as I'm concerned.
What are you going to say, Amy?
That's the only game y'all've lost?
The one he didn't play.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Wow, he's good, huh?
Is he that good?
He's pretty good, but, you know, the team's good without him, too.
So, okay. All right.
Okay.
And you think our current coach is a good enough dude where if it wasn't something for real, he wouldn't allow it to happen?
Yeah, I think this has already been investigated during the first game because, like I say, he set out the first game. And, you know, Jeffville is a school. They're up a grade from us. They're a double-A school.
They're a bigger school.
they're not in our conference anymore, so you should expect to be beat by them.
I don't expect to be beat by anybody, but yes. Okay, see, there we have it.
I like it.
What are you doing this morning, by the way?
I'm out doing a little hunting.
Is it still muzzleloading?
It's still muzzleloading.
All right, well.
Yeah, it's kind of crappy weather for it, but, you know, what else am I going to do, right? Sit around the house. Hey, I'm going to Mount Ida tonight, though. I'm going to Mount Ida.
To watch the Red Devils play?
I'm making the journey, yes, sir.
All right, well, send my good looks.
How far is that journey?
Oh, it's 40 minutes, right? 30 minutes?
Yeah, 32 miles.
Yeah.
I love that. Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, it's over in Montgomery County.
Okay.
It's funny that he does an extra accent when he's like, he has a
Keith,
super
you already have an accent.
So, yeah, Keith, do they have extra, you know, accent there?
No.
In Mount Ida?
No.
We used to get in fights with Mount Ida.
Yeah, it could be a rough night. You know, if we were to actually win that game, it would probably be terrible for Mount Ida.
You better take your muzzle.
Muzzle loader, it's a gun. No, don't take it to the game.
Stop it.
No.
Take your muzzle, huh?
Yeah, Amy doesn't know what she's talking about.
Take your muzzle.
Are you up in a tree stand right now?
I am.
Right now, you're up in a tree stand?
I am, yes.
All right.
Okay, we don't want to scare away the animals.
Well, I don't think there's much chance of it. It's kind of windy today, but, you know, I'm
what
just
are we
out
hunting?
Killing some time. I'm hunting deer today.
Oh, deer. Okay.
Yeah. Any other questions for him?
What are you eating?
Well, I'm having a bologna and cheese sandwich for breakfast this morning, homemade.
Love it.
He doesn't go to the store and get a bologna and cheese sandwich. Doesn't
no homemade, home. Homemade. Yeah. Why have it any other way?
All right, well, I'll talk to you. Hey, text me. Let me know how the game goes tonight.
Yeah, I'll be there, man. I'll shoot you a text.
All right, see you later.
Bye.
Bye. There he is, Arkansas Keith, the old stepdad. Listen, he trusts the head. By the way, the story has made national news of my high school. We have a tiny school.
The student in question played in the second game of the season, and the Red Devils haven't lost since. He gained eligibility thanks to a little-known and seldom-used exception. He got married to a student in the district and moved in with her parents.
So we visited the home where the player now lives. His father-in-law decided against doing an on-camera interview with us, but he assures us that the primary reason for this union does not involve sports or eligibility.
There it is.
It involves love.
Yeah, love, love, love.
Yeah.
Love's the answer.
Yeah. Get your bones on
Bobby Bones Show. If you're new to the show, let me kind of go around the room and describe everybody to you. I'm Bobby. I'm in my 30s. I'm never married, no kids, nerdy, neurotic. Anything else you want to add?
He likes sad music.
He's a loner.
Thank you.
Hermit.
I mean, he's also got, he's like got a big heart and works hard.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Everyone knows that, though. Beyond.
Thank you. There's Amy, by the way, who's super kind. Amy's in the midst of adopting two children and getting them to the United States. She's been married to an Air Force pilot for
11
years. This, like, my right-hand man.
Woman.
Except you're not a man or you're my right hand.
But it's true.
It's a saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. There's Lunchbox, who has been with me the longest. How long have we been together?
14 years.
He gets in trouble a lot, says things that we don't always agree with, but he does say them. People get mad at him.
Anything else you want to say about me?
You don't shower a lot.
Okay, I was hoping for something nicer, but okay.
You are a good dude. You're obnoxious, but you're a good dude.
Yeah.
He's really messy.
Yeah.
He does have a heart. He just doesn't like to show it.
That's it.
He's prom king.
Yep. Oh. Prom king, and I'm loud.
Mm-hmm.
And there's producer Eddie, who has two kids.
Mm-hmm.
And Eddie does our video stuff for the show and edits, and Eddie and I travel all over together. But here's the thing about Eddie. Eddie has two kids, a 9-year-old and a 4-year-old. And they're watching this cartoon. What's it called?
Oh, man. You know, I don't even know what cartoon it was, but it was weird. And they said something on there that I was like, what?
Now, Eddie has been known to be a helicopter parent.
Very much so.
Okay, so everybody agrees.
Very much so.
Think of which one it was.
Yeah, like not laid back at all. Like not, no chill, no chill.
So producer Eddie is watching this cartoon, and they go, come on, let's kick some astronauts.
Yeah, no, asteroids.
Asteroids.
Yeah. But they were like, emphasis on the first part of that word. And I was like, what? Like, why would they do that? And it made me so upset because I know it's just these screenwriters trying to be funny.
Like,
guys,
let's kick some asteroids.
Yeah, come on, team. Let's go kick some asteroids.
Well, like, are they in space?
Yeah. There was,
well,
what's,
I mean,
the problem?
Okay, sense.
Hold on,
guys. Space.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's
Eddie.
Debate it. Is that too much for a 4-year-old to see? A cartoon going, let's kick some asteroids. Amy.
No.
Lunchbox.
No, it's a word in outer space.
It's not a...
Eddie, I'm with you. It's
what?
Too much.
Really? Listen. You think that's what they're really trying to do?
I mean, it's like going, hey, what the fun? Everybody, come
on. Exactly.
It's too much.
And what happens are these kids go to school the next day and they're just like, hey, let's go kick some asteroids. And the teacher's like, what?
Yeah, and they're going to say, I said asteroids, teacher.
And they're going to be like, great vocabulary.
No, they're not.
Okay, whatever.
I'm you for the first
time. Thank you, Bones.
Bobby, I'm shocked.
That's too much.
Bones, I'm so glad you're on the helicopter parent side.
I'm not.
And Bobby, you're a writer. Yeah. That's something you would write into a kid's show.
No, but he knows that you wouldn't have to like be so, make yourself laugh for these kids. Like, you don't have to do humor like that for them to laugh.
Yeah, it's like, hey, guys, did you just take a ship we're going to take to the ocean?
Exactly.
You can't do that in a cartoon for kids.
That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, that did not make
sense.
Neither
does let's kick some asteroids.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, what do you want him to say?
Let's those writers in the room were like, that's funny,
Greg. Kick some moon rocks.
Get out of here.
They released the JFK files, at least a part of them.
Yeah,
some. They held some of them back.
Oh, no, they still held some?
Dude, they held some. There's some shady going on.
Totally shady.
Of course there is.
Because some of the papers they put out, like Lee Harvey Oswald is the killer of John F. Kennedy.
Yes.
Many conspiracy theories about that.
Yes.
So one of the things that is out in it is that they caught him talking in broken English to a KGB agent. Before it happened.
Boom.
But they won't release they're going to wait 180 days to release the rest of the documents.
Why do they keep holding these
things?
Because
they need to review them.
They've had 25 years to review them.
Hey, I'm just telling you what they say.
That's some stupid asteroids that I'm saying here. See?
Yeah.
But that doesn't even fit.
Neither did that.
Yeah, they're in space. The cartoon is
leave
in
it alone.
Space.
Whatever.
Look, I'm not a fan of the word either, but I think it works.
But lucky for me, little junior didn't even catch it.
Yeah.
But.
And I'm trying to be a cool mom, you know?
No,
and you're
going to
see
that's the problem.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
All right, whatever you want to know.
Ask the show. Ask the show.
Miranda Jackson, Mississippi. Hello.
Hey.
Good morning. What's going on?
I have a question for Lunchbox.
Yes.
Does your wife call you by Lunchbox or does she call you by your real name? Like if she's in the kitchen, she's like, hey, so-and-so, come here. She's like, hey, Lunchbox, come here.
She calls me babe.
Oh.
Yeah, she likes to call me like little pet names and daddy and things like that.
She does, when talking to us, refer to him by his real name.
Which is weird.
Yeah. So, but that's actually a good question. Hey, Miranda, thank you. I appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. And that's how we do Ask the Show.
Ask the Show. Ask the Show.
Catherine in Tallahassee, Ask the Show.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey.
First of all, I just want to say thank you. You guys make our mornings great.
Thank you.
And my question is, I want an update on Amy's baby.
All right. Let's name your kids.
Update is the same.
She may not have heard the last couple of days.
Okay. Update's the same. It's November 7th is a big paperwork day. And after that, maybe I do have a little bit of an update. After that, then we're looking at another December 7th deadline. And then, who knows? I do have on multiple people that are involved in this process are thinking before Christmas. One person even sent me an elf Will Ferrell emoji dancing around because they were so excited about that possibility.
You feel like your kids will be here before Christmas?
Yes.
There you go. Catherine?
That is awesome.
Appreciate you.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Catherine. Man, how about that? And that's how we do Ask the Show.
Ask the Show. Ask the Show.
Alex in Alabama.
Yeah, I'm here.
What up, buddy?
I was just wanting to call and ask how your second book's going.
Have you read the first one?
No, I have not.
Oh. No, it's not very good. Listen, it's going terribly, right? I haven't even said the name of it. It's not a memoir. People think, how are you going to write another book? I shouldn't have written the first book. I was surprised anybody was successful.
Yeah, okay, but you did.
And it's called Bare Bones, and it's a real treat. Buy it. It's a real gem. It's a real piece of literary masterpiece of art.
Pretty good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He talks just like that.
That's how I write the book.
Yeah.
But I'm writing the second one, but it's more of a motivational book, and I've incorporated some things, and it's going to be written different, but it's going okay, except I feel terrible about it, but I remember feeling terrible about the last book, too, and it ended up being... So
good.
So I hate it, Alex. I hate it, but it'll be out next summer. Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
All right, buddy. Hey, like I say, Alex, I appreciate you.
Can I say one more thing?
What up?
I just wanted to thank you too, because from listening to the Bobbycast and hearing about your struggles with writing,
you've inspired me to write.
Oh, are you a writer?
I've been trying to write short stories.
Dude, keep on. And I'm going to tell you, because I'm not a good writer. And you're talking about somebody who can't write, who's a New York Times bestselling author. And I can't write. Anybody can do it. If I can do it, I'm telling you, anybody can do it. Just don't stop. Keep on, keep on, keep on. That's the key to success, is to keep, when you fail, keep doing it. And the only time you ever fail is when you quit.
All right. Well, thanks, man.
All right, buddy. I don't feel like he was that motivated by that, but yeah, that was just me trying to talk from the heart there. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So you know in the movie Up where the old man ties a bunch of balloons to his house and flies in the sky? Well, a guy recreated that. He put a lawn chair attached to 100 helium balloons, just like in the movie, and he was able to go 8,000 feet in the air for 16 miles.
Oh. How many helium balloons?
100.
They had to be hardcore helium, because there's no way 100 normal helium balloons could pick you up.
Yeah, I don't know if it was just like the regular ones from the grocery store or what, but he did it.
Yeah, my fear would be that would happen to me as a joke, and then I would be like, oh, I can't get down. And then you just have to ride it out. But yeah, it doesn't seem safe. I've never seen Up. Everybody says it's fantastic, though.
Like, really sad. You would love it. Like, really sad.
You know what? And I'm really sad in my life right now, so it's a really perfect time to watch that.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Oh, yeah.
It might make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
Maybe, and couldn't hurt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Okay, so coming November 1st, between 2 p.m. and 6 p.m., Taco Bell is giving away free tacos. Doritos Los Tacos, and that's all because that guy stole base at the game the other night.
You talking about Doritos Locos Taco?
Yeah, Doritos Locos Taco. What'd I say?
Doritos Los.
Yeah, you said Doritos Los.
Sorry, Doritos Locos. So during the Astros game, Manny Pacquiao? No.
Series,
no,
first
Maven,
of all.
First of all,
it's the World Series. Second of all, Manny Pacquiao's a boxer from the Philippines. Go ahead, continue.
Cameron Maybin.
Okay,
so I don't know why I said Pacquiao. He stole base. He stole base in Taco Bell.
He stole base. Okay, Amy, move on. Next story. No. All right, next up.
Taco Bell has a promotion. Yes. Steal a base, steal a taco. So that's November 1st, 2 p.m. If you want a free taco, you can do that.
Just so everybody knows, because someone stole base, Manny Pacquiao stole a Doritos Los Taco. Yeah. There could not be any more fake news than that entire thing you just heard.
No, you really can't get free tacos.
Okay, there you go.
Know that. So there's now a wristband that'll tell you if you've officially had too much to drink, and you wear a bracelet, it syncs up with your iPhone, and then the app will send you like alerts like, whoa, 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 getting a little too tipsy. It just measures your blood alcohol content.
It's called the CMA Music Fest wristband.
Everyone must wear
it. Put it on. Yeah. It's a rule. You just gotta be drunk. All right.
If you want to check it out, it's called Backtrack Skin on the App Store. And lastly, obviously, candy canes, they're pretty popular around Christmas time, but they're about to get even better because Oreos is making a cookies and cream flavored candy cane.
We're getting oversaturated with flavors. These things aren't cool anymore because everybody's got a flavor. Guess what tomorrow is? What? Well, it's cat food mustard, and it's a new Pringle. It's like, you know, we got enough flavors.
Cat food mustard?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Well, I mean, it sounds cute.
Yeah, it'll be cute. People will buy it. It's a candy cane that tastes like Oreo. Amy, that's your pile.
Okay. Yeah, you remember those Doritos Los Tacos.
Sorry about that, Taco
from
Bell
Manny
thing.
Pacquiao.
Who stole base?
Who stole base?
Whatever.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
What's everybody's weekend plans? Amy, you?
Going to Austin.
When are you going?
Today?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be there all weekend. Be there till, what, Monday, Tuesday with you?
Gonna hang out with your dad?
Yeah, I'll see my dad tonight at a dinner thing that we're all going to. Then tomorrow night, he's coming to your concert. Lots of stuff, yeah.
Has your dad ever been to a Raging Idiot show?
He has not.
Ooh.
Can he handle it? I know he's getting a little up there.
He's not a spring chicken.
Yeah, and he's bringing his girlfriend.
Dang.
Yeah, I know.
We'll do a love song.
Date night out. Okay.
In hopes of what?
No love?
Yeah, I don't. Okay. I don't know. Right. I don't know.
Amy told me that she was at this charity event. It's okay. Was it some rich person's house? I don't know whose house it was.
They
had black toilet paper.
What?
That's
what
how
does that
rich.
Mean?
I don't know. Never.
That seems like not. Like, it doesn't work.
I don't. No. Like, you can't tell?
Right, exactly.
But I'm saying that's such a. I've never heard of it. I've never been in the store where you should have them. I've never seen it.
I mean, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if this place had gold toilet paper, like real gold, but it was black. And that's you can buy it crazy. On Amazon. I already looked.
Did you steal any?
No,
It's just toilet paper. Not to say steal a whole roll, but like take a little and bring it back.
Oh, for sure.
Pass us all out of squares.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Stranger Things 2 is up. Anybody watching that this weekend?
I'm downloading it. Yep.
Nope.
You're downloading it?
Yeah, because we're traveling, so I can watch it.
You can't download that.
Yeah, it's stream it.
No, Netflix. You download it on your phone.
Oh, you're watching on your phone?
Totally.
You can do it on your phone.
Yes, you can.
I know you. Yeah, you can on your phone.
But you told me I couldn't.
Eddie just taught me something.
By the way, Eddie went to the doctor because Eddie was sick last week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
And Eddie was in the emergency room or just the doctor's
office? No, it was just a walk-in clinic.
He was there for 2 hours.
Two freaking hours.
To be seen.
And this was like a point in my illness when I was like, it felt like it was 20 degrees. I had a big, big jacket on, a ski hat. It was miserable. I wouldn't want any of you guys to go through that ever, ever.
That's so nice. You got in after 2 hours. And I made Eddie go, though, by the way.
Yes, you did. But I'm glad you did.
I was like, dude, you can't. Because we're going to El Paso tonight, Austin tomorrow. I was like,
you have to get better.
You can't go if you're sick. You can't even come in this room if you have the flu.
Right. And that's hard. Like, I love being with you guys. And being away for, like, 3 days or whatever, that's brutal.
So you didn't have the flu?
I did not. I was negative for the flu, and I brought you the piece of paper the doctor signed and everything, so you don't ask any questions. But I'm good to go, man. GTG.
I got a flu shot because I went, and I went too late because they close at 8, but they stop taking people at 7:30.
Oh.
But I get there, like, 7:40. And so I'm like, and she opens up the door, and it was like a Walgreens. Corner happy and healthy.
Yeah.
So
corner.
I go. And I'm like, hey, can I get in? Because one of my friends has the flu. I need to get that swab they stick in your nose. I need to get tested. And she's like, ooh, already closed. And I'm embarrassed telling you guys this.
Oh, tell me you said it.
I didn't say that.
You did not.
Oh, come on.
Guys, the only time I would ever do this is if it's illness, and I was protecting you guys. And I said, I didn't say I didn't go on Bobby Bones because nobody will care.
On Lunchbox?
No. I said, hey, listen, because this was on Friday. No, I don't know what today is. This is on Monday?
Yeah.
Tuesday? Whatever day it was.
It was on Wednesday, I think.
I said, hey, I've got to speak to Congress tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes,
which is Congress. True.
It was absolutely true.
I know.
It was absolutely true. I said, I have to speak to Congress tomorrow, and I can't have the flu. And she was like, are you telling me the truth? And I was like, but if I wasn't, wouldn't that be the greatest excuse ever? And she was like, either way, come on in.
Yeah. Wow, it worked.
And she hooked it up.
That's amazing.
So I got the nose swab, didn't have the flu, got the flu shot. I hope you guys are getting the flu shot.
Yeah, of course. After that,
100%. Did you get it?
No, I have to
deadline.
Wait
till
now.
Oh.
End of the day.
End of business. Do
we'll
it.
See. Maybe.
Stop. All right. Well, El Paso, we're there tonight. We'd love to see you. RagingIdiots.com. Austin, we'd love to see you. Thanks to Kenny Chesney for stopping by again today. That's 2 days with Kenny. Thanks to Granger Smith. Kenny and Granger both have records out today. We're off. Eddie and I are off to El Paso tonight and Austin tomorrow night. Love to see you guys. RagingIdiots.com. Amy's going to Austin too.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah. Lunch, what are you doing?
I'll just be hanging out, you know, just being awesome.
Yeah,
that's about what I got planned.
So the same.
Yeah. Just being me.
Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. Have a great weekend. Thank you for being here. Bye, guys. The Bobby Bones Show.